Did you know that your body has a physical response to being stressed or anxious or under pressure? You probably did. But look, it's been there for millions of years and is the same for most animals. This physical response to stress or anxiety is good in small doses. It's designed to help heighten our senses by releasing some key chemicals and to help us deal with the event or situation. Now, too much of it isn't good and affects our physical health. And when I talk about this, so many people say, oh, so that's why I get irritable bowel or I sweat. You're not going mad, okay? You're not making it up. It is a reaction to stress chemicals. Now, our bodies have been developed, evolved, whatever the word, over millions of years to respond to threats or emergency situations. The body gets flooded with chemicals, such as stress chemicals, cortisol and adrenaline. And as I said, these are designed to make us more alert and physically stronger to meet the threat. This is why adrenaline is banned in sporting events, or why it takes several policemen to overcome one very angry prisoner. Cortisol will give us energy boost during stressful times. Adrenaline will reduce our ability to feel pain and send oxygen to our muscles. And remember, these physical responses were designed from millions of years ago when the threats were physical and we needed extra strength and hypervigilant. We may not need extra strength when we're worried about our driving test, but we still have that sort of physical reaction. Just thinking about something can trigger the stress response chemicals, okay? So, the key information here is that cortisol and adrenaline do not magic this extra energy out of nowhere. They get the energy diverting it from other areas, which is why we have the physical symptoms. One of the things it does is shut down our digestive system, which is why we have stomach pain, nausea, dry mouth, irritable bowel, diarrhea, constipation, stomach cramping. We can experience increased heart rate and sweating. We can unconsciously be clenching our muscles, which then become achy and sore. A lot of research says that back pain is related to trauma, emotional trauma. And most importantly, it diverts energy from our immune system, which is why most people are ill after periods of stress. There's also evidence to show that people who have experienced a lot of adversity and trauma and difficulty in life are statistically more likely to have a negative health condition. There is some evidence that fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue for some people may be a physical manifestation of unresolved trauma. We also know that stress chemicals increase cholesterol, blood pressure, and can be a cause of diabetes. And remember, just thinking about something that makes you feel stressed can trigger the chemicals. It doesn't have to be a physical threat. People who suffer from panic attacks and experience all the physical reactions to stress chemicals can trigger an attack subconsciously with just a smell or a thought. People can also have health-related anxiety where they constantly worry about their health and are hypervigilant for signs of illness and regularly search the internet about their concerns, believing a doctor has missed something. Now, this anxiety can then cause a physical reaction, which can become obsessional and make perceived symptoms worse and make you think, yes, what I'm thinking is true. So having talked a lot about cortisol and adrenaline, I do want to talk about the good chemicals that have a positive impact on our bodies and mental well-being. Knowing how these work means that we can do more to produce them and reduce our anxiety levels. There are four main chemicals linked to positive emotions. You've probably heard of them: dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Now, dopamine is discussed a lot around social media and gaming addiction. It causes the happy feeling we get when someone likes a post or we win at a computer game. Dopamine is a motivating drug and we want more of it. Some people get it from taking risks. And so then we do what's needed to get more of it. Some people get dopamine from cleaning the house because it makes them feel good. So they want more of it. The problem with dopamine is it's a bit short-term and addictive. So be careful of that. It's not going to lead to long-term happiness. Now, oxytocin is sometimes called the hugging drug, as we release it when we have physical contact with others. We get it through love and friendship, and it has a positive effect on our immune system. It also gives us lasting feelings of being safe and calm. Having positive social interactions are the best way to increase the oxytocin. Working together with others, sharing a meal, giving a gift, providing attention while someone's listening, and long hugs. This is why positive relationships and social interaction are so important to our mental well-being. Oxytocin helps fight stress and can help with physical wound healing. And many studies show that people with strong relationships and support groups heal better. Now, serotonin is also a social chemical, but we get it when we feel a sense of accomplishment or recognition from others. It can motivate us to achieve, similar to dopamine, but it affects our digestion, bone growth, and organ development. Finally, endorphins, which a lot of runners talk about. Endorphins are essentially released in response to pain. They help us push our bodies beyond their comfort levels and persist when we might want to give up. I don't think I get a lot of endorphins. When we remove the pain, i.e. stop running, the endorphins can feel like a high or even a nice relaxing feeling. See, running's not fun. It's stopping running that's fun. Taking a freezing cold shower in the morning can give you a huge boost of endorphins when you stop. Anyway, hopefully in this recording, I've given you an understanding of why looking after your mental well-being is so important for your physical health. It's no good exercising regularly and eating healthily if you neglect your mental health, or you become stressed if you can't exercise or eat healthily. Use the CBT worksheet with this recording to think about your physical responses to stress and anxiety and how understanding these can help you move forward. Thank you for listening, and remember, don't run. No. And remember, you are amazing.